Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Logan Lajnis. Logan is the owner of Great Lakes Wellness CBD, and I'm really excited to speak to him. Thanks for joining us today, Logan.
Thanks for having me, Maynard. I really appreciate you having me on the podcast. I'm so pumped. I've been thinking about it like all day, so I'm just really pumped.
I love this. You know, I get really excited. You know, it seems like we're having certain recurring themes that we've been talking about recently. And we're going to start, you know, starting the Dank Doctors, where we have a kind of doctor's round table. We talk about research and everything like that. And this is going to be having a recurring thing too, where we're talking to young entrepreneurs in the cannabis industry, because that's something that I'm so passionate about, providing, kind of bridges and resources to young entrepreneurs, because I still consider myself a young entrepreneur, like we were talking about. I'm 33, about to turn 34, and I love this, and I get really fucking pumped when we talk to people who are younger than me, and I, you know, can help out, and that's what I'm all about, really.
So cool. Yeah, you're young as fuck. No,
yeah, exactly. We're just getting started. You know what I mean?
We're just getting started.
10 years to be an overnight success. Been doing this for 7 years, 8 years, and things are going very, very well. I'm very grateful. Let's start off. First things first. We always say, "Tell me where you're based up today." Let others just know where you're based up today.
Out of Ann Arbor, Michigan right now. So right where we're headquartered. I'm about 10 minutes from the Michigan football stadium, which you've probably seen before on TV at least. But
yeah,
so right down the street, you could hop in a car and be there in 10 minutes.
Very good, man. Tough time for the Wolverines a little bit. Ups and downs going on. But
So tough. And I went saw him play in Penn State in basketball a couple weeks ago. And John Teske was just shooting threes. And I don't think he even made one that night. Maybe he made one. But it's a tough night for him.
It seems like that too with us, you know, as entrepreneurs, talking about young entrepreneurs, talking about old entrepreneurs, you learn some tricks along, you know, tricks of the trade along the way, you get some experience. But something that never changes is, you know, learning how to shoot those threes and seeing those misses and still continuing to shoot those threes, right? So
100%.
You know, I would love to hear your story before we get into Great Lakes Wellness, which you're doing something that's really cool there and using really great techniques that I know that people can get a lot of value from, and they can implement in their own business. Perfect. As well, people who are listening to it. But I want to hear about your story, your background, in terms of why cannabis, why CBD, and tell me your story in terms of being an entrepreneur. Why are you jumping into this? Why do you want to get your ass kicked? And
right. Right. Yeah, let's do it. So I started studying business in high school. It was my freshman year, and I hopped into these business classes, and we'd watch Shark Tank, and we would talk about other companies just out here building brands in all different industries. And by the time I was a senior, I was like, oh, I really want to open a skate shop, you know? And I was like, oh, maybe that, because I love skateboarding. And that didn't happen, but I bought some clout goggles in high school, you know, like those big, all the rappers wear them, all the modern rappers. So I wholesale bought all these clout goggles and end up selling all of them at like the football game that night. And I was like, wow, people actually like this works, you know, like after spending year, you know, cause I'm still in school, I was like, this is crazy. Like I was so pumped. I was like, that was my first taste of being an actual, you know, taking a risk. And I was like, oh, I got to go to work tonight. So if I lose this month, like, I'm not that upset. And I was just pumped. You know, I was 17, just pumped. Like, can't wait to get home, tell my parents. Like, you know, so I was just pumped. And after high school, I started college and started studying business administration, entrepreneurship. And I'm really into Elon Musk. I love Tesla. And I read his book right after I graduated, couple months prior to starting Great Lakes Wellness, and just the way he was talking about things and all the stuff, the turmoil that he had gone through in his life, you know, being divorced, at the same time the economy crashed, while he was putting all his money into Tesla and borrowing money to pay rent, is like, I saw that and was like, that is this level of dedication that I just admired so much. And the willingness he had to like innovate and change the world in a certain area, I was just pumped. So I read that and I was looking into industries, and I was somewhat familiar. I heard like cannabis was on the ballot that for Michigan for that year. And I was looking at industries that I could get into that I really enjoyed and had a passion behind, that because they were innovative. And I saw this perfect opportunity. I was like, we're just getting started. There's like, well, there's a couple states that were legal, you know, before Michigan. So I was sitting there just at school one day, just looking on my laptop, and I was super excited. And I was talking to my financial advisor at the bank that I go to, and he had like, he had studied business. So he was at 27 at the time. He's 28 now, but we were sitting there talking about companies to start, and he gave me a Steve Jobs book to read, and he gave me Zero to One by Peter Thiel, one of the PayPal co-founders. Yep. So I'm just getting psyched up on all this stuff. That's like, man, you can really just go and do it. You know, like it doesn't take $100,000 to go start a company. Like Shark Tank tells you, you know, and like, I love Shark. I think it's a cool, you know, investor capital and all that. And I was like, man, this industry is, it's just the beginning. You know, it's just something I would love to do for a long time. And the second I started it and heard people's stories being in pain, and I've seen, you know, what pharmaceutical drugs can do to people, whether it's like Ambien or Xanax, you know, and and marijuana can come in and just, or any, you know, CBD, anything like that can come in and just help these people tremendously. And even like the pet stories where dogs are in pain, but now they can play again, you know, like older dogs, and just the amount of mammals that can get affected by it. And I was just so pumped to be able to work with all these people, that right when I started the company, I was just like, that sense of fulfillment that I had been looking for that whole time, you know, of like, what can I do in my day-to-day life that I have complete control over and I'm really passionate about, to take that into the real world and just see what happens. And I've just been so blessed to be in the position that I'm in, and grateful for the company and how far it's come, and the people that's kind of helped me get on the way to now owning it and running it myself as a solopreneur with a couple, you know, a little bit of help along the way.
I love that. I mean, you touched on so much stuff there. First and foremost, you know, I love your story about how you got into just like slanging these cloud goggles. You know, you go and you pick up a bunch of these, and you go and you go and you start selling to kids at school, right? So I mean, that's kind of similar to me. I was like, you know, 8 years old and started selling these copies of, I was in Mexico City at the time, selling these copies of the soccer game, the recent football game, and selling the kids at school, you know, and the mixtapes and all that fun stuff. And that, I mean, that's the way, man. You just got, you have that bug, you have that itch that you got to, there's nothing else you can do, right? Like, it's like
nothing.
You know, you got to go, and you can't work for someone else. You know, you got to have mentors, obviously, and, you know, having experience and going to work for other people is good, knowing that, you know, this is something that I want to learn in order so that I can implement with my own company, stuff like that. Now, 100%. You mentioned how you saw, you know, this growing industry. Do you have any experience with cannabis? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything like that, you know, get you in trouble. But, you know, I started smoking bud when I was 15 years old. You know, it's no lie. You know, have ADHD, pretty severe ADHD, and use that kind of like slow down my brain a little bit. You know, and being able to interact with people in a better way. You know, instead of having Ritalin and stuff like that. Do you have any background just using cannabis or CBD or anything like that in your personal life?
Yeah. I use CBD still every single day. That's like my main go-to, but I definitely think there is THC, you know, benefits for people, you know, just using cannabis helps them calm down. Definitely helped me calm down a lot. You know, I'm a really creative person. So it's always just helped me, you know, refocus on what is important to me. And it's just, it is really cool to see the amount of people that get helped by it. And yeah, it just calms, helps sleep, you know, helps me sleep a lot. And I just love using CBD as well, because it's just this little, I don't know, like happy, take a happy gummy, you know, and just feel good and go to bed. So I think it's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, going off something else you're talking about there, you know, 0 to 1, you're talking about Elon Musk. You know, I know that you have another, you have a vlog actually, on YouTube. Yep. Where you have reviews. And that's been pretty cool checking out that. Got 11,000 views on your Tesla model, you know, 3 review. So that's really
cool. That one blew up.
Yeah, you know, and then got a couple 2K over here, you got a few over here, and that's the whole thing, right? With content, it's like some blow up, some don't. You don't really know why sometimes, but you just gotta keep on going, right? You just kinda gotta like keep on going. You know, like I said, you have here Elon Musk, you have here Gary Vee. And having these kind of, mentors that you'd maybe not connected to, but who you can learn from, I think is important. But it's also important to have direct mentorship, especially, mm-hmm. you know, not just starting off, but at all times, and not just in any industry, but especially in the cannabis industry, because this is something that's been around, obviously, for a long time, traditional market. And even now, you know, it's an industry that we're building as we speak. That we're still trying to navigate through it in ourselves, people who have experience in entrepreneurship, people who have experience in the industry, in the traditional market, and who know what they're talking about. And it's just a completely, you know, it's just something brand new. Do you have any mentors, anybody who's kind of like helping you with this along the way? Or is it just kind of like Logan trudging along, learning from books kind of thing?
It's a little bit of both. I'm definitely working with a lot of mentors. You know, I think my grandpa, he's a huge mentor for me. You know, he's run his own company for about 40 years. He does carpentry. And I guess I really didn't realize how many people do their own thing until I just started making more relationships and based on me starting the company. And there's a lot of mentors, like a lot of the chiropractors in my family are all just giving me books to read and telling me what they would do if they were in my shoes. And because they know, you know, chiropractors know what other chiropractors like. Uh-huh. So they've been helping me a lot. And then also my buddy, who I'm gotten really close to, and my financial advisor at the bank, he's helped me a lot too and assisted me with a lot of these books. And he's now just a really, really great friend of mine. And I help him with his company a lot too. And we just kind of go back and forth. And I would say he's probably one of the biggest influences on me, because he was the one that kind of got me started and re-excited to just go and crush it, you know, kind of like Gary Vaynerchuk talks about. And just because like him and I, as far as people that met up quite a bit and just wanted more than just going to work to find our sense of fulfillment. You know, and it's just cool because I get to talk to him, and he's just really, he's like that one person in your life that when you tell him you have an idea, he'll just tell you what he thinks about it without really, you know, like there's no color coding there, you know, or like doesn't make it soft. He just tells you as it is. Uh-huh. And then you start to rethink like, okay, he is actually really helping me with the decision, instead of people who are like, oh yeah, that could work. Go give it a shot. You know, it's like less time wasted and more time actually spent, you know, building your own company, building your brand, or even just hanging out and not wasting your time, I think is just all those three things just really awesome. Yeah, and especially coming from him. So.
No, yeah, it's so important. Because like you said, you know, having someone who has your back, having the grandpa that knows who's talking about, having people in your corner, to help you lead the way. And like you said, you know, it's hard enough being in this game. It's even harder being in the, you know, in the cannabis industry. So having people who have done it before and who can kind of steer you in the right direction and know, you know, can tell you things to avoid, or like you said, just outright say, no, you should be doing this for sure. And being willing to listen to them. You know, it's so important. I always encourage that to anybody. You know, definitely young entrepreneurship. And I want to, you know, you mentioned there about chiropractors, you mentioned there about your family with that. And, you know, I want to also talk about what you're doing on YouTube and how you're leveraging that and other things as well. You know, but before we jump to that, I want to, one thing I want to talk about too with the entrepreneurship, you have something, you know, I just had a couple people on, like I said, this is becoming a theme on this show because I'm so passionate about entrepreneurship and young entrepreneurs and just love seeing it and love seeing it in the space, people with the right head on their shoulders and the right intentions. I had some, you know, a couple people on, also young entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. They had something that I wasn't aware of, right? They go to Florida State University. There's a brand new entrepreneurship school. And you also have a, you know, a entrepreneurship studies at your college as well. This is something that's fascinating to me because this is something that, you know, at 33 years old, a little bit older than you, but not that old, but this is something that wasn't there, right? You didn't have business classes really in high school, and college you have business classes, but you didn't have entrepreneurship classes. So what really does the curriculum have there, right? Is there like getting your asses kicked consistently class? Is there like hearing rejection consistently class? You know, what kind of classes are you seeing there that you're getting value from this?
I'm getting a lot of value from definitely the just instructors. I think it's really important which instructor you pick, because there are instructors that are actually out there doing it instead of just teaching it, you know, and I've talked to one of my instructors and he was talking about starting like an angel investing company so he can invest in early startups to get them going. And I've been talking to him a lot, but just mainly people that are actually out there doing it. And I get a lot of just benefits from being in the classroom with other entrepreneurs and like-minded people, because that just grows that, you know, your relationships more. And I've been making really great friends through it. And that curriculum, like everything that we're learning, is stuff that you can definitely find in 0 to 1, or, you know, I've heard millions of times from Gary, you know, Gary V. And there's just something about it when someone's like right there telling you how it is, you know, because they experience it. It's almost like going to school is more therapeutic than it is learning if you're an entrepreneur out there in the trenches. Uh-huh. But there are a lot of people that I work with who work with at school who are just like, oh, I have this idea and I really want to start it. So, and I'm out there just in the trenches like, well, this is like my main thing that I'm doing right now and I want to help you get started. And then you also get to hear their story, and then they'll support your company. And it's just this really cool relationship building that you get from school. And a lot of the stuff that they teach is pretty standard, but I do get out of like the entrepreneurship classes, they really teach you how to take care of your customer. Huh. And I'm really passionate about that. So that's just been a huge impact for me, as it's like kind of shifted, you know, it's kind of like, instead of going to school to get a job, you go to school to help you with what you're already doing in the entrepreneurship, you know, phase. So this little, you know, take classes, help you out. And then once you get going, you can keep progressing from there. So it's really, really great time to study, I think, entrepreneurship, especially with the ability to take online classes too. You know, you can work from anywhere online. So I just really love to be able to work at my own pace. And yeah, they kind of do try to get you in that mindset of you're going to get told no 99 out of 100 times, if not more. And you just have to roll with the punches. So like, it's almost like you're going to therapy. Like, it's therapeutic, you know. It's like that person that just lets you know, like, this happens to me, you know. It's like everyone's just around sharing stories and you get to learn quite a bit. It's really cool.
That's great. I love that. You know, and a couple of things there that you're right, it adds so much value, right? The teachers that you have there, the support that you have there. And that's goes back to what we're talking about with the mentorship thing, and goes to also talk about relationships and how important relationships are, you know, which keep teasing, but we're going to get into in a minute as well. But, you know, yeah, definitely the support and just like not feeling alone, right? Like, I think a lot of times entrepreneurship, you know, like I said, I started off 7-8 years ago and started off just as like a freelancer, and now, you know, grown our agency, then got to that, you know, and to having teams around the world, having clients all across the United States and having, you know, like I said, our own team here in our agency, which is great. I don't have to do all the grunt work in that regard.
Right.
You know, I have great people who are here, and they're amazing. They amaze me every day. But yeah, like you said, to realize that you're not alone, right? To realize that this is part of the process, to realize that, hey, you know what? Yeah, for sure. Rejection is part of it. Yeah, for sure. Like, this is something that we're all going to go through, and just feel like, am I alone? Is there something I'm doing wrong? It's like, nah, this is like part of the whole process, right? So
I love that. Yeah, it's so cool, especially like you said, part of the whole process. And you and I are young. Like, we are young. We have a long time ahead of us. So there's really no hurry in the fact that, like, if it's not working out today, like, you can always give tomorrow a shot, because we're young, you know, we got time. That's our advantage. So it's just awesome.
You know, you're 100% right. I have so much time. And, you know, Gary Vee talks about that as well, obviously. And something that, you know, helped me in my times that not feeling so successful is realizing how much time I have. And not just that, you know, gratitude to me is my most important thing. It's the thing that drives me the most.
100%.
And to say, 100%. You know what? Thank you that, you know what, thank you. First of all, thank you for the rejection. I know that the rejection is good, but thank you that for sure, you know, you can say thank you on something that hasn't happened yet, right? So thank you for sure I'm on the right track. Thank you for sure that we're going to have great things going on. And now that's led to where we are now. And I can say, you know, we definitely haven't peaked at all, not even close, you know, definitely. We're just getting started as well. So I'm really grateful for that. Now moving on to your ventures, right? Like, that's the whole point, you know, talking about the entrepreneurship is great. Now we got to talk about how it is in practice, right? So you have Great Lakes Wellness, you know,
Great Lakes Wellness.
Great Lakes Wellness. And you guys have an incredible thing going on. You know, I think I talk to this with my clients a lot, and it's so important. And sometimes, you know, I have to like convince people that, like, listen, you have to have a niche. You have to have people that you can serve on a consistent basis. And I know you want to be everything to everybody, but sometimes we just can't do that, right? And you guys have an amazing model that you guys have. Can you kind of walk me through that? Like, you know, you mentioned your family and stuff. Man, let's talk about Great Lakes Wellness, what your niche is, how that came about, and how you're able to serve that community consistently, and how that's
perfect to you. Perfect. Yeah. So straight out of Ann Arbor, and I work a lot with people in the area, but a lot of my family's chiropractors. So they got me just really teaching me how it works to work with chiropractors. And, you know, 99.9% of people that come to a chiropractor come because they're in chronic pain. Uh-huh. CBD is great for people in chronic pain. Uh-huh. And there's a huge niche of people who they would love to use marijuana if they could, but they can't because their job, you know, they'd get fired if they tripped a drug test, you know, they get drug screened, they'll lose their job. And CBD is like perfect for that placement. So chiropractor clients that are always coming in, always in pain. And with my family working in that industry, I was just so blessed with that opportunity. And just also the people along the way to push me to see that niche. And to kind of see, like, okay, you can do more than just own a dispensary, you know, and you don't have to physically own that location to be able to distribute products. And it's been able to serve the local community so well. And then you get posted on Facebook and word of mouth generates, and it's almost like Breaking Bad. Like, if you've ever watched that show, you know, it's like those rules, you know, you got to have a better product than everybody else. And then it's word of mouth marketing. And it kind of just grows, like when you watch Breaking Bad. That's kind of how I've been scaling this thing and growing it the slow and steady way of just building really great relationships and giving the community of people and the locals someone to trust so that they're not buying something that they don't know, and to be able to educate people on CBD and its uses. And, you know, if people have trouble sleeping, help them out with it. So that's why I found my niche in the chiropractors. And I work online with sales too. But yeah, definitely, I love the chiropractic. And just that word of mouth that it's generated is probably the biggest channel of all, is the clients that come into the office will tell their friends about it. And then their friends will either purchase from the website or contact me directly on Facebook. And it's like this perfect mixture of social media and traditional media. You know, like you'll have a social media presence, but you're doing stuff offline. And that just correlates so well with people. It's like going full circle. You know, you have more than just an online presence when you're in a physical location. But if people want more info about you, they can just look you up or hit you up on social media. Like it's such a great model to build a company off of, especially when you want to scale and continue to keep local, but also, you know, scale throughout the state of Michigan.
Yeah. So, you know, in the industry, just in general, we deal a lot with stigma. We deal a lot with educating, no matter, you know, who we're talking to. So I know you're dealing a lot with chiropractors, and people are seeing a lot of benefit with that. Now, are you finding that chiropractors, you're having to kind of educate them about CBD in general, even before you start working, or is it something that they're kind of like looking for already these days?
The majority of them, they're more like they know what it is, but they don't really know its uses or why they should use it, which is a great place to be in, I think. And I think occasionally people are looking for it, but they just don't know who to go through because there's so many options out there that they kind of want someone to come in and explain it to them. And then also they also keep them accountable to teach their client base more about it. You know, it's not just like a, hey, we got a new supplement in the office. It's like, no, this is kind of a big deal. You know, it's, so it's pretty cool.
No, it's a game changer completely. And like you said, like people want to learn about it and people want to learn in general. I think, you know, we talk a lot about educating, like I said, and people are always talking about their passion about CBD education, and you hear it all the time. You know, I'm grateful I got to talk to a lot of people. I got to talk to a lot of people through the podcast. I got to talk to a lot of people through our business, meet a lot of people, and everybody seems to talk about the same thing about CBD education, that people don't know what it is. At the same time, they don't necessarily know how to go about getting out there and educating people. They're kind of waiting for people to come to them, right? They're waiting for people to, you know, and you talked a little about word of mouth, and obviously, you know, with our business, that's what we do. We do marketing, right? But what are you doing to get out there and to meet people? Are you waiting for chiropractors to hit you up and say, oh man, thank God, Logan, I found you, right? Or is it something that, like, you know, you're going out there and reaching out to people? I know you mentioned word of mouth, but what else, what other things are you doing to get out there and to find chiropractors to educate them?
Mainly work with chiropractors who also have just a really big friend base of chiropractors, and then I can reach out to them. But also, yeah, really big through word of mouth, because it allows me to, you know, send people samples, or I can send them products to use themselves that they can just have like a full supply of, and really take time and give them time to kind of make their decision on if they want to stock this in their office or not. And you definitely have to go out and get it, you know, like there's no one sitting at the door, no one sitting on your phone. You know, you don't wake up and, sweet, I got 15 new messages from all new chiropractors and they want to have a meeting, perfect, you know, like throughout the day and everything's going to be great. You know, a lot of it is you're going in blind. So it's almost like cold calling, but cold walk-ins, I guess. And you just have this little bit of time to, you know, establish rapport about yourself and your company, but also, you know, you hope that they don't already have a relationship built with a different company, you know. And I've talked to a couple of chiropractors, you know, in Texas who were, they said, hey, I love what you're doing with the company, but I'm already, my buddy's got a company and I'm already, you know, full force with him, you know, because he's built the relationship for 10 plus years at that point. So you get a lot of stories about people who already know people, or people who, yeah, they are ready for it in their office. And that's just a great time. And then you could just continue to educate their clients. And then that kind of becomes a full-time job in itself, is when you're just focusing on really helping people, you know, like the most bootstrapped way, I guess, is the way I can describe it, to where it's like, if someone wants to meet with you this weekend, you better have time to meet with them or give them a call. Or if it's 9 p.m. and you get a phone call, it's like you're not off the clock. Like, you're working 24/7. I once got a call from someone around midnight and was on the phone till 1 a.m. about it. So you know, you're, it's pretty much like you're working 24/7. So I don't want to steer too clear off the question, but that's kind of been my experience with it, is you really got to go out there. And I'm 100% that I've been told no at least 90% of the time, but the 10% of the yeses between everybody and, you know, generating through word of mouth and the people interested and who want more information, who come to me about it once they've heard about my brand or once I reach out to them, it's definitely worth that small 10% to, you know, it's like finding a needle in the haystack when, you know, you get excited because someone's now a brand advocate for you and they're bringing a lot of people to you. So I think that's a really, really cool thing. And especially with the doctors, because if a chiropractor supports your brand and someone supports that chiropractor, you're in a really great position, because then people are more likely to get it through their chiropractor than somewhere like the gas station or a boutique shop. And I just think that that's so, like, it's just, it's in its own self, just an incredible location to be working with people of high social status, because they really influence, you know, the people that come to see them. And a chiropractor could be the only doctor they see that week or for that month. So it has a really big impact on what they choose to do with their health. And that's just great. You know, it's an amazing, amazing thing.
No, I mean, that answer right there was so packed with value. And I hope we didn't lose, you know, appreciate half of the listeners there when you said cold calling, cold walking in, because I think that's what people just want the easy route, right? Like, they don't want to be told no. They don't want to walk in and be told, hey, you know what, we don't have this. You know, I think we deal with so many, you know, so many clients, and I get to talk to so many people. And, you know, a lot of times people are just like waiting for someone to walk through the door, and they have like a brick and mortar store, and they're just hoping that someone comes in, or they're hoping that, you know, that person that they do call, you know, is open to what they're talking about, right? And here we go. We're talking to Logan, 19 years old, young entrepreneur. You said it yourself, baby entrepreneur.
Baby entrepreneur.
What are you doing? You're calling people. You're getting on the horn and you're hitting people up. Or you're walking into to a chiropractor store and you're saying, hey, you know what? Like, I think this could be really beneficial. And like you said, you know, we work with, you know, Dr. Todd. He was on a podcast a while ago, and Hemp Healthcare Initiative, and he's a physician, and it just kind of worked out that there was some synergy there, and we ended up working together, and he's doing amazing things. But that being said, like you said, people respect not just social status, but, you know, in America, we're talking about Western medicine, obviously, and chiropractors, not, it's a little bit off.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit more Eastern medicine and different stuff, but people respect their healthcare providers. They respect their doctors. They respect the people who are going to go out there, and they're going to listen to their, you know, to their suggestions. So definitely being in those areas are so important. You know, so I really love what you're speaking there. I hope that people didn't tune out when we said cold call. Guess what? Cold call people. You know, if people, you can't have it both ways. You can't, you know, not be willing to get out there and then be upset when you're not seeing traction, or, you know, or you want to do things the old school way. Word of mouth doesn't mean just you wait for someone to come to you. You know,
right.
it means you get out there and you do stuff. So that's amazing. Now you are doing other stuff though. You know, you we mentioned already, I think, that you have a YouTube channel, growing, you know, it, like you said, it's ups and downs, a lot of different content. You know, we started this podcast just kind of on a whim, and it's taken on a life of its own. You know, started off with a few listeners, and now we're up to a few hundred listeners per episode, you know, and it's just really, really amazing, the numbers, the way that we're able to see them growing and growing. And I know you have a video that has 11K, a video that has a few hundred, you have a video, you know, and it just kind of ups and downs, but
definitely
you're seeing that as well in the content, but you're doing something else that we haven't gone into that I always suggest to my clients as well. And that's influencer marketing, right?
This influencer marketing.
I want to get into this, you know, and I wanted to focus on this because this is, guess what? Like, you know, take it from the 19-year-old, I'm 33. This is the wave. Like, this is the wave now, and this is the wave of the future. Word of mouth isn't just about who your friends are telling you about. Word of mouth is also people talking about high social status, people respecting, right? People respect, for better or for worse, the people that they're following on social media, the people that they yeah. look up to, and what are they hyping up and what are they looking at? You know, you can look at it from Rob Gronkowski, you know, ex-Patriot, and now he's with CBD Med, and, you know, and all the way down the line, you know, Pure Canada. There's a lot of different companies that it's just all about the influencer. You know, you're looking mm-hmm. at Dan Bilzerian. There's all kinds of different people, and that's what it's about, right? So can you talk to me about how you go about it? Because people are scared to get in this. They're like, oh, I don't know how to get into it. And, I mean, you can always hit up Maynard, and Maynard will help you out with this because this is what we do as well. But I want to hear 100%. From you, Logan. You know, tell me about your experience with influencer marketing. What have you done to get you guys out there using this, and kind of walk me through a little bit of the results and your experience with it and how you've gone about it?
Yeah, so with influencer marketing, and I like how you described earlier, you know, some of the big social status, social media accounts, you know, and Post Malone's got a hemp pre-roll out now. It just released like 2 days ago or something. It's called like Post the OG, something crazy.
Love it.
But he sells pre-rolls. So that's a new thing. But yeah, like just that's a perfect example. People with large social media followings. And I think social media is starting to take over the world as far as influence. And we are a really hyperactive culture when it comes to social, like any sort of media, honestly. I think everybody likes to watch the news. They like to be in the now and be in the know of things as well. And when it comes to influencer marketing, I just kind of reach out to people who on LinkedIn would say, hey, I'm a social media influencer, or someone who I see who has a big following. And I just kind of tell them the rundown of the company, but also if they would like to influence. And what kind of, then they ask, well, what kind of results would you want to see? Or how would I get paid? Or what would you want me to post? And they ask a lot of questions, you know, but really it's up to them. I think at the end of the day is like the influencer, they got to do what makes them happy. And they also should be posting stuff that is quality for your brand, but also, you know, they're doing it for themselves too.
Following their brand first and foremost, right? They can't step out you know, bring down their own credibility just to hype you up or hype up another company. That's not the point. It's supposed to fit in, and it's supposed to be a really, really nice integration of what they're already doing as opposed to something that stands out. Because people can see that from a mile away, and people get upset at that, right? Like, you know, to put them on blast, right? Fashion Nova, right? You just see like Fashion Nova and ads, and you're just like, dude, like, stop it already. You know what I mean? And like,
right.
it's probably working for them, right? Like, they put a gung ho on this, but like, having some influences, it works perfectly, and having other ones where, you know, you just, oh, well, you have a couple million followers and, you know, but it doesn't fit your brand at all. But here, post something about Fashion Nova and it doesn't work, but it works with the models, you know, it works with other people. So it just has to really integrate really well and not be something that's out of character for that brand, for that, you know, for the platform as well, right? Different platforms have different things that they're looking for, right? Whether they're talking about Instagram, we're talking about TikTok, obviously the next thing up. So yeah, continue on. I cut you off there a little bit, but.
Oh, you're fine. I work. My favorite too is you can put temporary codes into your store. So if you put onto your e-commerce site, which you probably already know, but maybe some of the listeners don't. So you can put like a coupon code in of the influencer's first name. So for example, like Logan20, you know, if I was an influencer for my own brand, you know, it's 20% off, then I would pay the influencer 20% or 30% or 40% based on the sales that they bring in. And I think that's really cool because then you can even hit up some people, you know, with a smaller following. Maybe they only have 3,000 followers, but you're like, hey, do you want to make a little extra cash this month? See if this fits your brand, you know, see if this is what people want to see coming out of your channel. If you really support the company, if you support the products, this is a great way to make cash on social media. But also, I mean, that could blow up your personal brand if you're promoting products. Like look at Kylie Jenner, you know, like she has built one of the biggest beauty brands of all time. And of course the Kardashians have the craziest marketing strategy I've ever seen.
Yeah, the career, this whole thing that we're talking about was pretty much created by them, right?
Yeah.
genius, it, you know, or high key.
Really?
Like,
yeah. So with that, I mean, when you're promoting products and at the scale that those type of influencers do, like the ones with millions, like Mr. Beast size, just that everybody knows their name or, you know, their social media or online presence. If you're able to connect with one of them, it opens up a whole new market. And I think people really trust like the big social media or celebrity figures almost as much as their closest friend, you know, which is crazy because they've never met them in life, but it's just part of the world we live in. So it's just been really interesting to see. And I love working with them. So it's fun because you can run an experiment even with your friends. Like, hey, you just want to throw your code in and see what happens, you know? And I think influencer marketing, I was watching Shark Tank last night for fun with my dad. It was just on TV and I was working and he was talking to me about this company. He was like, did you just hear that? He's like, they did $700,000 in sales off Facebook. I was like, I'm telling you, Dad, it's the world we live in. This is possible.
And, you know, it's so funny because people look at this like as if it's a new thing, right? It's not a new thing.
Right.
Because, you know, you talk about Shark Tank. Shark Tank is influencer marketing, right? There's the Shark Tank effect, right? Where regardless of how someone gets picked up, not picked up, whether or not they get investors, whether all that stuff, you see consistently that if you're on Shark Tank, 100%. Your sales are going to go up. You know, even on Shark Tank, there was somebody who there, I remember watching an episode, they were selling a waffle iron, you know, and some like this, some special waffle iron, and they had a whole waffle iron package and line and everything like this. And the guys were like, okay, very intriguing. And then look at the sales, I'm like, holy shit, your sales have been humongous in 2016. What happened? 2016 was huge. But then in 2017, 2018, 2019, they've been going down. Like, so what happened? He's like, oh, we were on Oprah. It's like, oh, so like, right? So that's the main influencer, right? So Oprah said, you should go out and buy these waffle irons, right? And everybody went and bought them in droves. And then, you know, we talk about word of mouth. Obviously, no one spread it because they must not have had a good product or whatever else that they're going down. So all those sharks are like, ooh, this is not good, you know. All, you know, it's just a matter, you got it out there and no, it didn't grow from there.
Didn't work.
The whole point is, you know, yeah, influencer marketing is supposed to give you a spike in sales, but you have to have a good product at the end, right? Because people are going to come and buy it. There's no doubt about that, that people are influenced by influencers. That's the whole point. But if you don't have a product, if you don't have people coming back to you to buy it, it's just not going to work. You know, it's not going to work long term.
I agree with that.
And I love, you know, what you're saying too. I think people, they get a little bit ahead of themselves and start thinking that you have to be, you know, use a Kylie Jenner. Obviously she's the youngest one. She's the richest of them all because they've kind of got this thing down already. You know, and talking about how much money she's demanding per post. It doesn't have to be like that, right? Like you said, there's micro influencers, there's different ways to go about it.
Right.
Mission based posts, you know, so it really, like you said, has to work on a per influencer basis and a per case basis, you know, a per post basis. And it's not an easy world to navigate in, but there's definitely a lot of resources out there. So appreciate you 100%. Sharing that as well.
Yeah, that I would say the number one tip I'd give out to people looking for influencers is just cater to what the influencer wants and don't make them do something they don't want to. Don't make them post on a site or even talk about one that they don't like to use. Cater to their platform because that is where people want to see them. You know, if it's a TikTok star, they don't really, you know, come across Instagram the same way as they do on TikTok. So cater them to their platform and just kind of let yourself know and be comfortable, like, they're going to make this post and they're going to start to become part of my brand. And that should be something I'm okay with. Because I think that's also something a lot of people don't take in consideration is their personal brand also rubs off on your brand. Mm-hmm. And you just have to be really confident in what you're doing. You know, you want to make sure you're working with the right people and don't pressure them to do anything and just kind of let them work at their own pace because you should be grateful enough. Like we talked about gratitude that they want to do it in the first place. And I think that is just an amazing feat that we live in a world where we connect with people all over and still they're willing to do something like that. So that's my number one tip for people. Just give them the space they need and let them do themselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a rocket science, but you know, it's don't sell to someone that doesn't want to be sold to, or that doesn't need your product, and don't make someone change up what's working for them. You know, if something's working for them, it's good to collaborate. It's good to work together, and it can be very mutually beneficial. But it can also hurt your brand if you put your product in the wrong influencer's hands, and it can hurt the influencer if you put the wrong brand, or if you're having them do something that's out of character for them. So it's really, really important to do that. Keep all that stuff in mind, even though it's so 100%. Powerful, so powerful. So good. So, I mean, you guys have been in business now for a year.
About a year. It'll be a year and a couple of weeks. So I'm pumped.
Very good. So, you know, what's been the biggest obstacle that you faced, and how have you been able to overcome it?
The biggest obstacle has definitely been people coming to me and saying, I've already tried it and it doesn't work, or they come to me with, can I try all these other products? But it's customers who don't come with a why of why they want to try it. They just try it and then say it doesn't work. And that's been one of the obstacles I've had to face when talking to people, and just educating people has been a little difficult because there's so much information out there and there's a lot of misinformation as well. So just being able to educate people is a really, really great place to be, I think, if you're able to do that, because there's a lot of information out there that people come to me with questions. And just the other thing too is stigma. I think stigma's been huge. That's something that I had to overcome. It took me probably about 6 months until I got really comfortable with it. And I didn't realize that it would be as crazy as it was off the bat, but it's definitely tapered down. But last year, like I was getting a lot of messages of like people like, oh, I heard you're a drug dealer now. And it's like, no, I'm just in the CBD industry. You know, like it's like that sometimes. And you're just like, you know, you just got to be really sympathetic and empathetic to those type of people. And, you know, kind of, and I explained to them that I'm not, and this is what I'm doing. And, you know, you deal with that stigma. And then also people, they think that, you know, you're a huge, now you're an advocate for marijuana or something, you know, and it's like, now I'm in the CBD industry. It's like, it's just so different for everybody who's coming across you with any sort of stigma, and they can attach whatever they want to you. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like, that's their opinion. So I've grown some pretty thick skin because of it, and I'm pretty happy with how everything's been, you know, just besides the stigma part. And I got over that. It just took some time. You know, we all take our punches and bruises. Then the next day you're motivated and you're back at it again.
That's it. You know, that's the whole point of entrepreneurship, owning businesses. You get all kinds of comments. You get all kinds of people who are misinformed, miseducated. It's our job to not only keep going, but to, you know, set it right when it's appropriate. You know, some people are just trolls, and some people just want to go about their business like that, and don't have to go out of our way to fix them. But, you know, if there's an opportunity here to help educate somebody and to realize what's going on, you know, it's definitely important, and to bring awareness to the industry as a whole. You know, me on the other side, I am a huge, obviously, cannabis advocate on both sides, right? The marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
The CBD, 100%. You know, the hemp, everything, yep. You know, from,
I think all
from
of
recreational to medicinal to, you know, not just the cannabinoids and the benefits of that, but also of hemp in general, obviously, as an industry. Going up and down from, you know, from the energy to the textiles to different industries that we're disrupting, which is a real fear. And I think that's the real fear behind all this underneath anyway. So but that's my own little tangent. And
no, you're right. I mean, it's when like this innovative industry, even though we've been around forever, you know, it's now that it's getting recognized at like a state level, and pretty soon, like, federally, you know, hopefully within our lifetimes we can see something like that. But I think with such a innovative industry popping up everywhere, people are kind of just thrown off and they're not ready for it. And that's my favorite part of the cannabis industry, is just how innovative it is, because it's helping people get off prescription pills. Mm-hmm. It's helping them sleep. Just everything, just all the benefits to it, to where they're actually calling it a medicine. That's just crazy. That's incredible. So I just love that piece to it. It's like we're disrupting everything that capitalism has taught us for the last 200 years. It's like, hello, there's a new boy in town taking over. And I just, the potential reach with it, and it's just starting. So I'm just so pumped for the next 10, 20 to 30 years.
Definitely a long way to go, but we are excited. You know, it's the place to be. I'm grateful to be in it and happy we got people like you in it as well. So,
appreciate it.
You know, I always ask everybody, I know you've listened to a few episodes already, so you probably know this coming, but, you know, young entrepreneur, long road ahead of you, you know, how do you define success, whether professionally, personally, existentially? What does success look like for you?
So success for me is freedom and being able to do what I love when I wake up. I used to think when I was younger, like really young, that it was money, because, you know, that's what you see on the TV. That's what you see on the movies. You know, it's like, oh, if I have the most money, that means I win, right? And then you start to realize, no, that's not it. And I think it's just the freedom personally for me, and just the freedom to be able to work from where I want to work whenever, you know, if I feel a rush of flow around 9 p.m. and I got to get into my laptop, I'll start working from there. You know, it's just that freedom that for personally for success. And then, you know, there's so much that life has to offer, I think, you know, more on the existential part. But I think there's so much that we have to do in life, and we're both young. Like I said earlier, like we're young, so we have time. And I think there's so much to do in life, and just success, finding it in success and balance and travel and health and just taking care of yourself, taking care of the people around you, and just family and close friends. That's where I find a lot of my success comes from, is anything down to earth. And I definitely love to hit sales numbers at the end of the month, like everybody does. And my own personal goals, you know, like I'd love to blow up on YouTube, you know, stuff like that. But a lot of that's out of your control when it comes to like, oh, will a million people watch this video or not, you know? So there's just, I think I find success in just spending time with people and just the freedom that running my own company has given me, but also that fulfillment of knowing you're in an industry that's innovating and helping people. And if you weren't in the industry, like you and I, it wouldn't be the same. So I think.
Oh, very good. No, exactly. You know, it's all about that freedom. Doing what we love, the traveling. And it's so funny because we talk about having the freedom, and at the same time earlier we're talking about having to take the calls at 12 a.m., which I do all the time, you know, living between L.A. and Israel and being back and forth and having clients in the States. And, you know, and sometimes I have to take calls at, like, you know, easily, you know, sometimes work until 3 a.m., depending where I'm at in the world. But, yeah, very, very good, definitely. I love that, man. It is all about, so yeah, but my point is contrasting that with freedom, right? So the freedom, but the thing is, yeah, we have the freedom to travel, we have the freedom to go back and forth, and we have the freedom to work the hours that we want to work, you know. So it may be up till 3 a.m. Yep. But I may not start working till later in the day because of that, you know. So very good. So well, as we close, 100%. Logan, you know, how can listeners find out more about you, find out more about Great Lakes Wellness? Find about, you know, not just Great Lakes Wellness, but you got a lot of stuff going on. So connect with you and buy from you.
Yeah. So if you guys go to www.greatlakeswell.com, you can find my products there, my values, some testimonials, and direct message me personally too. I'm also really huge into Facebook right now and using Instagram, using Snapchat. And you can find me on Instagram at Logan_Laginus. You can find me on Facebook at Logan Laginus. My YouTube channel is Logan Lage. LinkedIn, Logan Laginus as well. So those are a lot of the places you can find me. Keep up with me on YouTube. And I post at least bi-weekly there. And yeah, all you can find Great Lakes Wellness CBD on Facebook and on Instagram. So I'm pretty pumped. I'm also on Twitter as well with Logan Lajeunesse, but just any outlet like that, just keep up with me on YouTube because that's my favorite one, of course. So yeah, that's pretty much everything. I do have a TikTok, but I don't really use it. So I just talk to influencers. I haven't really made too much content yet.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I love TikTok, dude. I love TikTok. I'm getting into it as well. Got a couple of videos. If you want to find me, I'm sure you can find me on there dancing a little bit. You know, I'm not going to lie.
That's what I want to see. There we go.
That's the big secret. You got to go in there and find me. But yeah, very good, man.
That's it. I'm looking you up right now. Yeah. Right now. I'm going to add you right now.
Let's do it. Let's
do it. Screensaver. No.
Amazing. Amazing. So, Logan, appreciate you, man. Really do. Really appreciate this. Have a lot of
– Yeah.
Can't wait to see you grow, hear about your growth, journey that as well.
And, same to you, man.
Recommend that. So, good luck to you the rest of 2020 and beyond.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calacan.com. That's CALACANN.com. And follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.